This podcast is brought to you by Knowledge at Wharton. For more information, please visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.
I'm here with Wharton Management Professor Aline Gatignon, who's going to talk about some very exciting research she is conducting on how organizations can develop innovative solutions to big socioeconomic problems in emerging markets through multi-stakeholder partners. Welcome to Knowledge at Wharton.
Thank you.
I understand that you're working with North Star Alliance, which is a nonprofit foundation that is managing mobile wellness centers in Africa. The sole purpose of these wellness centers is to serve truck drivers through education and treatment because they are constantly on the road and thus are highly at risk for HIV/AIDS. So tell me about your research and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, from a research perspective, I guess taking a bit of a step back from the context for a second, what we're trying to do is really connect internal coordination among members of an organization across different business units and geographies, and connecting that internal coordination with external relationships with different stakeholders. So trying to understand how you can not only acquire best practices from other organizations that you're working with, but also then spread these best practices within the organization, including across borders.
What gave you the idea for the research?
So this is a research opportunity that came out of some of the field work I was doing for my dissertation, where I was studying a 10-year partnership between the global logistics provider TNT and the United Nations World Food Program. And during this 10-year partnership, they identified HIV and AIDS amongst mobile populations, particularly truck drivers, as a key stumbling point for their operations, in particular in Africa. So it's once you have your goods, whether they're commercial goods or relief items for nonprofit organizations, once you get them to a port or a main airport, for instance, then you actually have to transport them through transport corridors that span the entire continent. And these mobile populations are on the road 99% of the time. They don't have access to traditional healthcare options in these countries, in particular because these aren't located close to the roads. They don't cater to their specific needs. They're not open at the times when they're stopping. And so TNT and WFP, whom I was studying, created a spinoff, which was the North Star Alliance, an independent foundation that has been working to set up these clinics. And so I've been tracking them. I wrote a case study on them before I joined the PhD program, actually, and then watched them grow. And now they're at a size where we can actually do a large-scale study on them, which is really neat.
For those who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about what exactly North Star Alliance does for truck drivers in Africa?
So North Star Alliance is set up. It has headquarters in the Netherlands and two regional offices in South Africa and Kenya. And then it has right now 35, possibly all the way up to 60 clinics that is established and manages on a day-to-day basis across different countries in Africa. And so the clinics are all set up along the same model. They're what they call a blue box. So it's a transport container painted blue to be very recognizable. And they have a behavioral change and counseling work doing prevention with truck drivers as well as other mobile populations, including commercial truck drivers and sometimes even the local populations that are around these truck stops. And then they also do, in addition to prevention, they also do some treatment and primary care as well.
Fantastic. Your research uses network theory as its anchor. Can you explain what that is?
So a little bit more broadly, I'd say we're using a kind of relationship-based view of the organization. So trying to understand the organization's performance in function of its relationship with other organizations as well as internally within the organization. What network theory helps us do is to better understand the structure of ties between either internal members of the organizations or with external partners. And so better understanding that structure and how it evolves over time is the contribution that network theory and the tools that it brings to the table kind of helps us make to this general question.
And what is the goal of deploying that kind of strategy or method?
So the idea is to be able to understand how the structure of a network, the structure of ties between a central node and others, actually helps influence organizational outcomes. What we're doing here is trying to connect external networks and internal networks, and that's something that's, I think, relatively new.
And I understand from what you told me earlier with North Star Alliance actually depends a lot on these partnerships.
Absolutely. I think what's really interesting about the organization is that the way it's set up, each of these centers functions the same way, but each of them has developed a very different ecosystem of public, private, and nonprofit partners at the local level. And so this could go from Chevron in South Africa giving financial resources to a clinic to the local dance troupe doing referrals and advocacy for them at a local level. And so that diversity is something that we feel is really intriguing. It's really promising in terms of actually delivering novel and innovative solutions to large-scale complex problems. But at the same time, it also requires sort of more subtle or nuanced management methods. And so we're trying to look into, you know, how do you actually configure or establish the best configuration of partnerships, the most diverse, you know, what's the right level of diversity? What can each partner, should each partner be contributing? And how do you actually manage to spread best practices about how you manage those ecosystems within the organization?
So what kinds of data are you collecting?
So this is a mixed method study, which means that we're using qualitative data from interviews and workshops that we've led with staff all across North Star, including with beneficiaries on location. We're also using archival data on clinic characteristics and the coordinator characteristics for the staff members. We're gathering on a quarterly basis surveys from the clinic coordinators themselves, as well as staff members at regional and headquarter offices in terms of what are their internal communications within the organization, but also information on their external partners. And then we're also combining that with performance data at the clinic level. North Star actually has a very interesting IT system that collects on a daily basis information on who's going through the clinic, what kinds of treatments they're getting, what populations they're from, if they're returning beneficiaries, et cetera.
What are some practical applications you expect would arise from your research findings?
Well, first of all, we hope that our findings are going to be able to help North Star and other organizations doing similar kinds of work to try to understand if they look at their ecosystem of partners, where the gaps might be and how they could build better ecosystems of partners to fulfill their missions. Beyond that, I think there are broader implications for all kinds of organizations that operate across borders, particularly in emerging market countries.
How will your research be different from prior work in this area?
So I think from a theoretical perspective, bringing together this perspective on external partnerships and internal coordination, I think is something that is novel and should really help us move forward with some interesting insights on how these jointly affect innovation outcomes in multinational management.
And so when do you expect to complete your study?
This is a long-term project, in particular because we're collecting longitudinal data. We're in the data collection phase still and have started doing our quarterly surveys. This is probably going to take 2-3 years to develop.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
For more business news and analysis from Knowledge at Wharton, please visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.